Welcome to Smashing the Plateau. We help you get unstuck so you can do what you love and get paid what you're worth consistently. I'm your host, David Schreiner Khan.
I do things every single day that's going to help me strengthen my mental, spiritual, or physical self.
Today on episode 448 of Smashing the Plateau, I'm here with Daniel Greenwald, founder and chief strategist of 3010. I'm going to ask Dan how he builds consistent, stable revenue for his clients and in his own business, and much more. Find out more about Dan, along with all of our previous episodes, at smashingtheplateau.com. Would you like more consistent, stable revenue in your business? Check out smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork to learn how we help entrepreneurs like you. Now let's welcome Daniel Greenwald. Dan has been a teacher, administrator, entrepreneur, and connector for over 18 years. 3010 is the culmination of his many experiences across industries. Dan started his career as a teacher in the New York City public schools. To compensate for his teacher salary, Dan dove into business. Dan, welcome to the show.
David, thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, great to have you on. So, as I just mentioned, you initially became an entrepreneur to supplement your teacher salary, but I know from our previous discussions that you quickly developed more of a personal mission through your business efforts. What impact are you trying to make in the world?
Well, I actually have to take it back to when I decided to start to teach, because the mission has not changed. You know, back in college, I went through a lot of growth, as I think a lot of us do, but I was really angry. The fact that I didn't get a lot of that growth through my schooling. So I decided I had a choice. I could either be extremely upset or I could go back and do stuff about it. You know, this like Kantian moral imperative that I had. So that kind of led me back into the world of teaching. Not back, that led me to the world of teaching. And my mission was to help people uncover what really motivates them. You know, stuff that I came to later off in college that I had hoped that I would have come to back in school. So that led me into teaching. And that led me into teaching into the New York City public schools. And I got the job the day before the first day of school, teaching fourth grade in Washington Heights. Question is, why was there a job available the day before the first day of school? And what I found out was my class consisted of students that had just passed third grade summer school or had failed fourth grade summer school. So that was my first year of teaching, and it was one of my best years ever, to be honest. But that's what drove me, and I was doing that for a number of years in the New York City public schools, then went into the private schools, then got a master's in curriculum design. And then while I was doing that, you know, I started a family, got married, and it was a little bit difficult living in New York City on a teaching salary. So a lot of my sphere, you know, a lot of my peers, they went into the business world. And I grew up with a real estate background, my family. And so while I was teaching, I started getting involved in different real estate opportunities. And that kind of took off from there. And eventually I left the school world. And I went full on into the business world, into the money-making world, in which it was about connecting opportunities and people, mainly in the real estate world. And so that went on for a bunch of years, and it was, you know, I made enough money to support my family, but something was really missing during that time. And I learned a great deal also. I learned about the world of business also and how to connect people and what people are looking for. And at the end of the day, you never waste anyone's time in the world of business, because it's all about trying to connect opportunities with the right people. And so eventually that did well, but I was missing something. I went from this world of passion teaching into this world of strictly real estate and money making. And I had to kind of, at some point, I had to rectify that. In which, you know, the real estate was great, but I also I always had my eye back in the education world and the evolution of ed tech, as they called it. So I worked for a number of years in the New York City real estate world with my eye in the education world. And as I'm sure you know and everyone knows, it's very hard to do multiple things well. And so at some point, I decided that, you know, started the life is too short. What do I really want to do? And so I kind of, my path went back into the education, the point where the business of education meets the craft of teaching. And that's where I've been for the last chunk of years.
Huh. And so how many years were you a teacher in the New York City school system?
In the school system for 2, and then in the private school for another 7.
Wow. And so tell us a little bit about what you're currently doing and how that somehow combines teaching and business.
Yeah, perfect. So what I am currently doing, the name of the company is 3010 spelled out. And basically what that is, 3010 is this methodology that helps people and or business uncover their core purpose, helps them create a game plan for going, actually getting it, activating it, essentially getting what they want. And it ends with this creating life KPIs that helps people or companies get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So it's full circle for me as a teacher that back then when I was teaching students, it's, you know, all the best teachers out there, they know it's not what you teach, but it's how you teach, right? And so too now, 3010 is this methodology that I live by every single day. It helps guide me forward. It's what we use to consult with companies when companies are in a place in which they're somewhat stuck, right? In which they have had a proof of concept. They've had a certain amount of like revenue growth over, I don't know, 3-4 years. And, you know, as we know, companies are either growing or dying. And as harsh as that is, that's also, you know, that's also a reality. And what we found when we have been working with companies, and I say we, it's me and other people. I create a team based on the needs of a company that we go in and we help figure out what's going on and then a plan to help move them forward, right? The first step is always doing a deeper dive into the why behind the leaders, what they really, really want. And usually companies are stuck when a leader is uncertain what they really want. And it's when I talk about what someone really wants, David, it's not just about we want to increase revenue. We want to hit our like numbers. That's not what's going to make a successful business, especially if it's in a startup space, right? It takes so much energy that the leaders, they have to be connected with something deeper, with their real why they're doing what they're doing. And so what we found out is that as we went through our 4-step process and helping companies grow, that first step of doing a deeper dive, more and more leaders just wanted that. They needed help figuring out what do they really want. And once they know what they want, what's the plan for them to go and get it? And what emerged from there was this methodology that I've been using every day for the last chunk of years, in which I have a weekly tracker that identifies the core areas I need to focus on every day. I measure it over the course of a week to help me be the best me and achieve the metrics I need to achieve to get my business and life where I want it to be.
Mm-hmm. Why the name 3010?
The way that I'm a very visual learner and also teacher. It's the 30,000 foot view, uncovering what you really want. What you really want. The 10,000 foot view are the pillars that come down to support your 30,000, getting what you want. And 0 is game time, everyday action, 3010.
So what's an example of the kind of company that you typically work with?
Yeah, sure. So we work twofold. One, we work with people, individuals that are leaders, entrepreneurs, of companies that we work with their own life, recognizing that it's not a like professional and personal, that there's just one life that we live. Life is really short. What do you want to get out of it? We help them figure that out. And what has happened is that that's become lead gen into, once we work with them on a personal level, then they want to hire us to continue to take their new way of living, their new goals, and help apply it to their actual business. So the businesses that we work with are usually smaller businesses that have been around, as I said, for some, you know, some of them have been legacy businesses that have been taken over by a son or daughter. There have been businesses that have been around for 3 to 4 years that have a proof of concept, but the revenue has plateaued. They're a SaaS model. So as you know, in a SaaS model, it's all about looking at the like renewal rates, right? And so when those start to drop a little bit, there's a cause of concern. And usually, you know, leaders are looking for leaders and or, you know, the investors or board members are looking to figure out, you know, what do we do?
Right. And where do you typically get leads for these kinds of clients?
So leads have come from all sorts of different avenues. Part of what I do, part of my weekly tracker is I have to meet X amount of new people. I have to meet 3 new people every single week, and I have to touch 7 people that I already know every single week. So I'm constantly growing the network, constantly seeding it and growing it and growing it and growing it. And the main thing that as I said before, when I learned back in the world of like real estate, is that you always got to bring value, outstanding value, meaning never wasting anyone's time, that whether it's in an email, whether it's on a phone call, it's not about a taking, it's always about a giving. And what I've seen is that through word of mouth, I've been introduced to a lot of different people and companies that, God bless, look, you know, we've had a good alignment in me and my team helping them grow.
So I'd like to actually talk a little bit about not just what you do when you work with a client long term,
sure,
but also for business owners that are struggling to produce consistent, stable revenue, what strategies you can offer about how to keep the lights on, in other words, cover the operating costs of your business, and also meet the financial needs of your lifestyle. Because that's really what we hear from, particularly from very small businesses, those that are driven by the ideas and the knowledge and creativity of the one person who is the primary engine of delivering the offering to the businesses, clients, and customers. So what is it that you do in your business and how you do it that ends up creating consistent, stable revenue?
Great. So awesome question. And, you know, and it's a critical question. For me, I'm going to back up even with that, is that what I do, it starts with how I get up every single day. It's a morning routine, right? It's the idea of how do I stay in as close to a peak state as I can, which leads to doing the calls great, which leads to doing the presentations great, which leads to doing everything I need to do in a state that, you know, you could tell and feel that when you're in a strong state, it's different when, you know, you don't have enough sleep or whatever. And then you can even hear it in my voice now. If you saw me, you would see my shoulder slumping. And, you know, as you could hear, I have a stutter, right? My stutter gets worse when I'm tired or I'm not quote unquote strong. And here's the key. Here's what I would share is that it's kind of like a big rope that's made up of smaller ropes. We're made up Our self is made up of 3 different type of selves: our mental self, our spiritual self, and our physical self. If any one of those are weak, we're going to be weak. So what I do each day, and again, it's part of my weekly tracker, my daily guide, is I do things every single day that's going to help me strengthen my mental, spiritual, or physical self. And it starts with my morning routine. So I've learned this over time from teachers or, you know, being obsessed with my own growth since I was a kid and recognized that I had a stutter at age 4 and was, you know, driven to figuring out how people learn and change and how I could change. And going through that, I've been obsessed with that. So the thing that I would share with business owners that that are in a place of struggle, and maybe even more so when you're not in a place of struggle, right? You want to get set up, not when you're at war. You want to be prepared for when there is war, quote unquote. And so the idea that I would suggest is figuring out what are three different things that you could do every single day. Easy, for example, physical. I get up every day. I pound out 20 pushups. I'm up to 50 pushups now, but I just go boom, boom, boom. I really roll out of bed. I first take a drink of water, big, gigantic drink of water, hydrate the body. Then I push out a few pushups. Second thing I do is I meditate for five. My goal in my tracker is 5 minutes. I do best when I hit at least 12, right? Sometimes, listen, I have to put my kids on the bus. Things line up. I always have time for 5 minutes in my day. The third thing is a gratitude journal. And I do that every day on the train in Evernote. I use that. And so I have a journal. I put the date down and I have bullet points. And it takes me, no joke, 30 seconds to just put down three things in my life I'm fully grateful for. Those are things that could just, I've been doing them for years now. And so that keeps the strength and structure to make sure that I'm in somewhat of a stronger state than if I wouldn't be doing that.
If you like what you're hearing on today's episode, you may want to check out smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork to learn how you can do what you love and get paid what you're worth consistently. Mention Smashing the Plateau and receive 1 month free membership in Best Network. Okay, so you start your day strong.
You have to start your day strong.
And now let's come full circle and get back to how do you...
with the revenue.
Yeah, how do you run your business so that you're able to create that consistent, stable revenue?
So what I do is that I have it mapped out. I map out all of what I need to do in 3 month increments. And I know specifically what I need to hit per week within each month. And I'm kind of maniacal as far as planning ahead. That's one thing I do. Part of what I, part of the like revenue and what I do is that it's all about meeting people, networking. It's mm-hmm. all about the networking. That's kind of, again, everybody has different ways that their business is going to thrive. For me, it's about, constantly connecting with X amount of people every single month. And it's, I have these KPIs lined up, key performance indicators, which is kind of a sales and business idea that I've applied to not just sales and business, but to life in general. And also sales and business, but I know that I need to hit in each month. I have to meet and connect with X amount of people, and that's going to result in X amount of leads. From those leads, I convert about 25%. Some months it's even higher. So the answer as to how I create revenue is that I have a structure that I live by every single week. That's kind of connected to a monthly structure, to a quarterly structure, to a yearly plan, in which it's tied to like revenue models that I look to hit. But it's also tied to, but it's all driven by, what do I really want? What is my 30? What is my 30,000 foot view of life? And the fact that I'm in touch with that, that kind of always creates a power plant for myself. And since I have it all planned out, 30-10-0 is a way, it's a like methodology and a process to get me out of my own way. So I don't have to overthink anything. It's just there. I know what I need to do.
Okay. So now I have to ask the tough question.
Bring it on.
Right. Even though you have this great plan and you have this very methodical way of executing on your plan to make sure that you're hitting all of your targets that will cover what you know you need in marketing and sales and operations, in delivery, et cetera, et cetera. What happens when the unexpected crops up and makes it difficult or impossible to execute one or more elements of your plan? Like, let's say one of your kids gets sick and you got to take a day off, or something happens with a particular client that suddenly sucks up a whole day because there's an emergency and you've got to help them. How do you deal with that as part of your planning and execution?
Yeah. So part of creating a quality like curriculum is that you allow for flexibility. Part of creating giant buildings, I'm looking out of my window in Central Park right now, is that the like architects, they have to allow for like flexibility. They have to allow for a building to flow in the crazy weather that we now live in. Same thing with our model. That's why I don't measure my success and productivity per day. I measure it per week. So I hope that answers that question. The reality is that you always have to build in the unknown regarding kids getting sick. My wife is a teacher. Some days I need to be home with my kids if they get sick. Sometimes, there are clients. There's a client right now that we've stepped in acting as the CMO role. Mm-hmm. They were really in need of redefining their story, their narrative, and getting word out as quickly as they can. And we committed to it. Plus, I believe in them. I believe in what they're trying to do. And so, we budgeted X amount of hours and it's sucking up a lot more hours. So what do we do there? We have a choice that we make, right? We either go with that or we say, sorry, it's going to cost you more. And, with all the businesses, you got to balance out where it makes sense to invest more time, take away. But at the end of the day, we buffered in. I buffer in time for myself, but also for things that you can't really foresee.
Makes total sense. Dan, whom do you know personally who has done a remarkable job of smashing the plateau?
Smashing the plateau. I have so many people. God bless. One of my guiding principles is to constantly surround myself with people that are better. I work very closely. I partner in some businesses with a very close friend, Donnie Zoldan, who is the owner of Stand Up New York. It's an amazing comedy club on the Upper West Side. And what he's done is something awesome. He's the serial entrepreneur who's, what he's done is he's created four ancillary businesses off of that club, right? So he's created Skittish Media, which is this advertising agency that creates viral comedy content accessing the comics that come through his club for brands. He's created the Laugh Pass. I've done this Laugh Pass with him, which is basically you could buy you pay X amount of money. I think it's $150 now, and you get unlimited access to Stand Up New York, a bottle of wine, VIP, VIP seating. The bottle of wine, I think, is on your birthday. But we've also signed up 20 additional clubs on a national level. So he's someone that, I just try to surround myself with other entrepreneurs that when the classic entrepreneur sees a wall, people are just smashing through. My brother, Joel Greenwald, he has a law firm and he's restructured the way that law firms bill. It's now not per hour. It's on a subscription basis. That's also revolutionizing the way, the norms of how we're doing business. It's just kind of taking advantage of the times. So those are two examples.
And great. And what's coming up for you in the near future? What are you working on?
Oh, so 3010, it's growing right now. And what we're doing, the people that are going through 3010, we have started to assemble a resource bank of inspiration that people who are trying to make the most out of their life, who recognize that life is super short, you got to live it now. They're sharing different pieces of inspiration that helps them every day. So we're creating this content bank of inspiration that's going to go live on 3010 probably in a month or two, but it consists of things that people read, photographs that they have taken, music that they listen to, podcasts that really hit home for them. And so what's ending up happening is that there's a community of like-minded people who are really driven to make the most out of life in business, but also living. And so I'm really excited to see how that unfolds for 3010 and all the people that have been involved in it.
Sounds great. And Dan, if any of our listeners today want to go deeper with what you've shared or learn more or access any of the resources that you have, where would they go?
They could go to the website 3010 spelled out words, 3010.com. Email, you know, they could always reach out to me. It's dan@3010.com. Always looking to hear how we could help other people and companies.
Sounds great. Well, thank you so much, Dan, for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau. My guest today has been Daniel Greenwald, the founder and chief strategist of 3010. Thank you again, Dan, for joining us.
Great, David. Thank you for having me.
When you visit the Smashing the Plateau website at smashingtheplateau.com, you'll find a summary of each episode along with the links we mention on the show. Today, we discussed how to set yourself up for consistent daily success and how that helps Dan build consistent revenue in his own business. Would you like more consistent, stable revenue in your business? Check out smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork to learn how we help entrepreneurs like you. Or click Get in Touch on our website to speak directly with me. Please share this episode with friends and colleagues to help them smash the plateau. Thank you for taking the time to listen. I'll see you on our next episode.